Gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, right here on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The most paranoid 2 hours in talk radio. It's the lighter side of genocide, because in a world so full of chaos and madness, if you lose your sense of humor, you'll go friggin' nuts, especially exactly. As every single part of your daily life seems to be, shall we say, filled up with the cacophony of carcinogenic carcinoma, sons of chaz. It's not a very nice world when you think about just how much bad stuff is being deliberately placed in your water, your food, and your vaccines. But when you have a look at the other side of the fence, when you have a look at all those people that are actually researching on ways to keep yourself healthy, to protect yourself against this nasty system, you think, hey, it's not the world that's actually a bad place. It's only a very few psychopathic individuals engaging in scumbaggery that you need to be concerned about. The rest of the people, they'll either A, be decent people who are trying to help you, or B, be decent people who don't even suspect that there's scumbaggery afoot.
Which is classic.
Yes. We have a guest here today, ladies and gentlemen. His name's Lauren Lockman from the Tanglewood Wellness Center. Lauren, welcome.
Thank you, Vinny. Good to be here.
Well, it's been almost a year since we had you on last.
That's right.
I don't know why I even invited you to be honest. Just like, hey, Lauren's there. Let's just bring him on. Why not? The whole idea is, let me just play out an agenda here for you.
Sure.
As I mentioned, there's a lot of things that are toxifying people up. And I was wondering if we could actually just spend this hour giving people some nice, handy, decent tips that they can do on their own, just general advice so that people can actually take care of their health and avoid those things that are really going to damage it, if that's cool with you.
Yeah, absolutely. Sure. I'm happy to do whatever you like.
Well, before we do that, let's just explain who you are to the audience and as a qualifier so they don't think, oh, this guy's just some random person Vinnie Eastwood's got on his radio program. He doesn't have any credibility.
Okay. Well, that might be true, but I can tell you that, as you know, over the last 15 years, I've been running the Tanglewood Wellness Center. We've worked with more than 4,000 people, and what we do is we help people detoxify the body, cleanse and heal itself, basically getting out of the way as effectively as one can so that the body's able to heal. Because what's true is that every living organism on the planet is both self-healing and self-cleansing. And the reason that most of us age and get sick and wind up dying of or with disease is because we never give the body the chance that it really needs to cleanse and heal itself. So that's what we do at my center. And of course, you know, the best thing that one can do is never get toxic in the first place. Now, some of that is pretty hard to manage. As you said, the world's become a very toxic place, and much of that, some of that's happening on purpose at the hands of a few people. But there are some things that we can do, absolutely.
Well, let's go into it. I mean, from cradle to grave, first thing that you do when you're born, vaccinations. How can people survive without vaccinations? I mean, we managed to do it for how many thousands of years?
Well, yeah. millions of years. You know, in fact, we can survive much better without vaccinations, and the record is actually pretty clear on this if you're willing to do a little homework and look at what's actually happened. You know, today it's become increasingly common to hear stories of especially children, because the younger the body, the smaller the body, the more sensitive it's going to be to these poisons. But everyone needs to understand that every vaccine is poisonous to the body, and that more people wind up getting sick as a result of taking the vaccines than are ever helped in any way as a result of taking them. You know, in fact, the medical establishment likes to claim that they eliminated many of the terrible plagues that were responsible for so many deaths in the early 1900s, 1800s. What's true, though, is that those diseases were already on their way out before the vaccines were ever introduced. So the fact is that vaccines have really had little positive impact and much negative impact. Now, the trouble, I mean, if you're listening from the United States and probably many other countries, you've got a little bit of a tough time, because vaccines are mandatory, for instance, for children in school. It's not impossible to get out of being vaccinated, but it's a trick. It's not easy to do. You can claim religious exemption, and this is not something I have expertise in, but I know that there are people that do manage to get out of having their kids vaccinated. I would certainly encourage anyone to do that if they're interested in having their children be as healthy as possible, because those vaccines are terribly, terribly dangerous and toxic to the body. And again, the smaller a person is, you know, children are much more at risk than adults are, although adults are at risk as well.
Yeah, something like 400 times the amount of mercury is in a vaccine that a child is meant to have, you know, something ridiculous along those lines. And they call it immunization now, which is basically just BS, because, hey, you do have an immune system whether
That's
you
right.
do or don't have a succession of needles stuck into your arm.
Well, in fact, your immune system, in terms of functioning properly, it depends on not having needles stuck in your arm. It depends on keeping your body as healthy and clean as possible. The more go ahead.
What are some of the ingredients in vaccines?
Well, the truth is, again, this is not an area I have a lot of expertise in. You mentioned mercury. You know, most people are aware of the fact that mercury is a very, very toxic heavy metal. But to be honest with you, I don't off the top of my head recall much else of what's going on there, because that's not really my focus. My focus is on helping.
Let me fill you in then.
Yeah, please.
Aborted fetal cells.
Well, that's
right.
Sounds good. Yeah.
You know how they culture the viruses on like, for example, monkey kidneys and stuff like that in order to get the virus growing.
Right.
Well, what they've done is they've found out that monkey kidneys are actually pretty expensive. So they've gone to Planned Parenthood and all of these other places where they abort children all the time, and they pay basically for dead baby bodies in bulk, and then they harvest all the organs out of them and then grow the viruses on those. So you're actually having human DNA being injected directly into your bloodstream with viruses
right.
that have been put on it. So
well,
that's one. The other one is formaldehyde.
Sorry, wow.
Formaldehyde, which is used in the embalming process, which That's is right. directed, again, injected directly into your bloodstream. So those three right there, I think those are probably the only three ingredients that I know of.
That's enough.
Yeah, you know, it's just like, hey, do you want mercury, the most toxic neurotoxin? Do you want human aborted fetal cells? I mean, pro-life or not, having
right.
somebody else's DNA. I mean, have you ever tried to give a blood transfusion when somebody doesn't have the right blood type? Huh?
Right.
It doesn't
That's
work
right.
very well, does it?
No,
it screws
no,
you up.
No, exactly.
And the other part is, do you want to be embalmed while you're still alive? No!
Well, and you know, Vinny, the biggest problem, I mean, you mentioned it, but let's really underline it, because it's one thing to encounter toxins in your daily life. We all do. It's another thing to actually be injecting this stuff directly into the bloodstream.
Yeah. I mean, that's why you have skin, isn't it? To prevent chemicals from getting
exactly.
directly into your blood.
That's right. We do inject the stuff into the bloodstream, and your body actually, your body's defenses, I mean, they're you bypass your defenses, so your body has no way to protect itself from these highly toxic ingredients.
And that's why people develop chronic illnesses after vaccination, because your body has no defense against something that gets into the blood to a large extent.
That's right. And it's important to point out that not only do these things not work to prevent the diseases that are designed to prevent, they're weakening the body's immune system in general. As you said, you put the stuff in the body has no defenses, but it's doing its best to deal with what's going on. And you've now created a much more difficult overall situation for the body. It can't deal with whatever else it might be encountering in its daily life. So we've actually made the situation much worse through vaccinations, immunizations.
Yeah, well, whatever they call it, because the word vaca means cow in Spanish. It's derived from the Latin. So let me get this straight. What do you want to do? Treat me like a cow? Give me a vaccination? You know? And they even talk about herd immunity.
Right, exactly.
It's the scariest thing. And not only that, in the New Zealand medical peer-reviewed journal that goes out to all the GPs, general practitioners, and MD doctors in New Zealand, it says if you, I think it was in 1994, if you want to have your patients coming back for life, give them a vaccine or two or three or four, because that will manifest chronic illnesses and will have those people coming back and your practice will profit.
Wow.
Okay. The doctors actually to an extent even know about this as well. And you have a look at, say, Dr. Oz, who's, you know, just all over the place, been on Oprah and Dr. Phil and blah, blah, blah. And he has this episode where he says everybody's going to get a free swine flu vaccination today and blah, 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 blah. And he's getting himself injected on his show, obviously saline solution, because on a cable access network later on, he and his wife go on the show, and they say, oh, we would never vaccinate our children. And then Dr. Oz chimes in and he says, yeah, we don't know what the side effects could be.
Amazing. Yeah. Well, there's needless to say, there's a tremendous amount of duplicity out there. You know, I'd like to believe that most doctors don't know any better, but clearly the American Medical Association does. Clearly, you know, the top people in these fields understand exactly what the risks are. And obviously whoever published that information in New Zealand knew exactly what was going on. And what are they doing? They're encouraging doctors to go ahead and give vaccinations to people. You know, I've always said the problem with the medical system is that doctors only get paid when people are sick. So we're incentivizing the wrong behavior. I mean, they're not incentivized to help people get healthy. It's not that they necessarily know how to anyway, but they're actually incentivized to help people get sick because that's how they get paid. Yeah, so, you know, here we are buying like into a system that just doesn't work.
Kind of like a religious tithing system, I think, might actually help with that.
Right, absolutely.
The real problem here is once you do grow up with these chronic illnesses, how do you actually get rid of them? Because I'm of the understanding that any time anybody develops a chronic illness at any time, the doctor's first response is, oh, there's no way to cure it. You can only manage it. And here's our expensive pharmaceutical drugs to do so.
That's right. Well, you know, again, you've just brought up another excellent point, which hopefully, I mean, probably above anybody, your listeners would already understand this, but the pharmaceutical companies run the whole show these days. Two of the three largest companies in the world are drug companies, and all they want to do is continue to sell you more and more drugs. So again, they're not interested in helping people get healthy. They already know for a fact that that's never going to happen if you're using their substances. They're not designed to do that. What they're designed to do is suppress the symptoms of the disease, and the symptoms are not the problem. The symptoms are evidence that the body is actually cleansing. So most people would agree with you, certainly medical people would agree with you, that these chronic conditions, for the most part, cannot be cured. They cannot be healed. The best you can do is manage the symptoms by taking these very toxic substances that are only suppressing those symptoms that are evidence the body's actually healing itself. But there is a way, and the way, it sounds radical to most people, but what I've been doing for the last 15 years is taking people through a supervised water-only fasting process. Now, again, fasting sounds crazy to most people. How can it be helpful to not eat? You know, how can you get a benefit from starving yourself, people say, and doctors like to say all the time. But that's not what's happening. what we're doing is we're just getting out of the way so the body can put its energy into cleansing and healing itself.
It's the same thing that happens with animals when they get sick. They just won't eat, you know?
Every one of them.
Your dog, yep. Your cat, they're sick or whatever. You're like, hey, have some biscuits or whatever. No. My body is fighting off a virus. I don't want to spend any energy processing food, not when I can kill this virus dead and proper.
That's right. And my guess is that Rover may not be actually having that exact thought process, but he's living inside his body. He's listening to his body, and his body is simply sending him a simple message that says, don't eat, because that's how every species is programmed. You know, the fact is that processing food requires roughly 50% of your daily energy. And so if your body needs to cleanse and heal, there simply isn't the energy to both process food and do all that heavy restorative work. And that's why, you know, it's an interesting thing, but most of the time when we get sick, we lose our appetite. Now, growing up in the United States, I can tell you, you know, we're told, we're taught, we're trained by our culture that we have to eat whether we're hungry or not, that we have to eat to keep up our strength. But it's the worst thing that we can do. We lose our appetite for a reason, because the body is simply sending us a message that says, don't do that. Rest as completely as possible so that all that energy is freed up to cleanse and heal the body.
So if people are doing this at home, easiest methodology for fasting that I've seen, you don't have to not eat per se, but if you are going to eat, don't eat anything other than fruit, okay, and drink lots and lots and lots of water, maybe some herbal teas, and for goodness sake, don't move and keep yourself warm, okay,
yeah.
On a couch with a blanket, with some water, some herbal tea and some fruit. For a day at the minimum, okay? Just a one-day fast can actually really, really clear you up. But, of course, it's interesting. You get angry and depressed when you do that. Bachman from the Tanglewood Wellness Center. Back in a moment.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. Blue Shield comes in 3 models, a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about Blue Shield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Blue Shield banner. Blue Shield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
Just look at us. Everything is backwards. Everything is upside down. Doctors destroy health. Lawyers destroy justice. Universities destroy knowledge. Governments destroy freedom. The major media destroys information. And religions destroy spirituality. I think there's more to know here.
Well, all you ever hear about in this country is our differences. That's all the media and the politicians are ever talking about, the things that separate us, things that make us different from one another. That's the way the ruling class operates in any society. They try to divide the rest of the people. They keep the lower and the middle classes fighting with each other so that they, the rich, can run off with all the money. Fairly simple thing happens to work. If you know anything different, that's what they're going to talk about. Race, religion, ethnic and national background, jobs, income, education, social status, sexuality, anything they can do, keep us fighting with each other so that they can keep going to the bank.
SwissAmerica.com reports gold prices steadied below $1,650 on profit taking and a firmer dollar. Gold last traded at $1,639 an ounce. That's up 1% for the week. Silver closed at $2,975, up over 3% for the week. China imported the most gold ever from Hong Kong, and investors bought U.S. bullion coins at the fastest pace in more than 2 years, according to Bloomberg. China is not losing its insatiable appetite for gold, says Swiss America Chairman Craig Smith. That's very bullish for higher prices, because they're sitting on trillions in foreign currencies, dollars and other currencies, to buy gold with. And Fox Business Network has reversed the decision not to air a television commercial by Swiss America that features animations of President Obama and Fed Chairman Bernanke inside Fort Knox. The network will air the Wizards of Oz commercial, one of two previously rejected. An animation of singer Pat Boone appears in the ads with the suggestion that investing gold is a prudent strategy to diversify your portfolio. Read more about it at SwissAmerica.com.
Warning. 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 American Freedom Radio is habit forming. American Freedom Radio is habit forming. Use the truth carefully.
Turn on, tune in, and drop out with me, John Zaskoda, on Stranger Advice. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. on American Freedom Radio.
The flight to New Zealand by plane from New York City, it takes 22 hours. So from the Twin Cities, 19. I mean, I fly all the time, and 6 hours on a plane is like a lot, and 19 is wrong. And they distract you. They feed you, and then they feed you some more, and then they feed you. Give me a dessert. Give me a dessert. Give me a dessert. I'll do a dessert, you prick. Give me that dessert. I'll have a Bloody Mary. Yeah, give me a whiskey sour. Yeah, give me whatever you got. Just more liquor, more liquor, more liquor. And then when you're done, there's still 16 hours to go. You want to know what it's like? You can experience going to New Zealand. It's very simple. Sit in a chair for 19 hours and take your hands and press your head as hard as you can. And don't stop. Don't stop! 19 hours, just like this. And then at the end of 19 hours, you pull your hands off and you feel like you're in New Zealand. You certainly won't feel like you're home. They say that New Zealand's beautiful, and I don't know, because by the time I got over the jet lag, I had to go.
It's true.
And it seems to me, if you're going to travel for 19 hours...
Yeah, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the show that's broadcasting from way too far away. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show, from the fabulously fluoridated capital of Auckland, New Zealand, the sunny slave island nation in the South Pacific. Isn't it beautiful? And speaking of which, we had a little bit of, Lauren, I'd like you to do a little bit of an appeal to my listeners, because we'll be, this has been recorded, obviously, and we'll be putting it up on YouTube, and want to be able to cut this out as a little segment for you, sort of a plea, if you will. You've gone through a little bit of a wee move. Last time we had him on, he was on coming in his life from a property in Panama. And now he's coming from Costa Rica. So you can explain to the listeners a little bit about why that circumstance has changed.
Well, sure. When I moved to Panama nearly 7 years ago, I had found this property that was built, never occupied. The people, it was an association of retired nurses, and they didn't have the money to actually operate. The government had built the building for them, handed them the keys. It sat there vacant until I came along. I needed to improve it quite a bit to bring it up to the high standards I require. Did a lot of landscaping, put in more than a kilometer of trails, 8 fountains, 6 thatch-covered structures, renovated the whole building, lighting, plumbing fixtures, added 3 beautiful cottages, a guardhouse, a garage with an apartment for myself. And what happened was, when it came time to sign the purchase contract 2 years later, the sellers said, well, it's worth much more money now. We should get more money. Now, this is despite the fact that we had a valid contract that specified the price. The price couldn't be changed. And so I sued them for specific performance. I hate to get into lawsuits, but the only alternative was to walk away from a significant investment in the property. Again, all the work I'd mentioned I'd done in those 2 years, and it was a lot of money invested. And we waited, and we were told by half a dozen law firms that we would win the fight because we had a valid contract, that, you know, the law was on my side. We just had to wait. Well, I was on a lecture tour of the East Coast of the United States. I was last August and September. I was speaking in Cleveland, Philadelphia, Cincinnati, Washington, D.C., Boston, New York, Connecticut, Toronto, all over the place, 14 cities in 28 days, I think. And I was about halfway through when I got an email from my secretary that said that the judge was at the property with the police and that my staff was in the process of being evicted right then. And I said, well, how can that be? What do you mean? What are you talking about? I called my lawyer, who refused to help me, and it took me several weeks to find out. But basically what had happened was they had paid off the judge, my opponents, apparently. Again, this was in Panama. It's not the United States. It's a little bit different. They had paid off the judge. The judge had made this decision.
Not that
back
different.
Well, perhaps. I mean, there are some squirrely things that happen. I think in such a cut and dried contract, it'd be pretty hard for this to take place in the U.S. But the judge had actually reached a decision in January. I'm finding out in September, 9 months later. And what happened was they waited until the statute of limitations was up. I could no longer appeal the decision. It was already over. And so the only way that could happen was that my lawyer was on the take. They paid him off too. Now, he had a fiduciary responsibility, but failed to keep it. Now I'm trying to find a lawyer willing to take this on and go after another lawyer, which is difficult to do. But the result of all this was, because while we were waiting 4.5 years and still occupying the property, there was no rent due. You know, again, it should have been our property back 4.5 years earlier. But so there was no rent necessary. But with this judge's decision, what it meant was that I now owed them 4.5 years worth of rent, court costs, and their attorney's legal fees. And I can tell you, you know, in the 4.5 years, I probably paid my lawyer $4,000 or $5,000. Again, this is Central America, right? Their lawyer, who filed maybe 6 pieces of paper, wanted nearly $40,000 because I was paying the bill. And because I didn't have those funds, what happened next was that the judge seized everything I owned. So I lost my cars, I lost my furniture, I lost my books and CDs, I lost my DVDs, I lost my office equipment. I lost everything. They allowed me to take my clothing, and that was it. I left there with a couple suitcases and not much more, and showed up on a bus in Costa Rica. I had clients that were supposed to be there 2 days after I got back. Now, again, I was finding out about this 2 weeks earlier. So I contacted all those clients. I found a place that we could use temporarily in Costa Rica, a retreat center that had some space, had everyone go to Costa Rica at my expense, and met them there, took a bus up, and I've been here for 4 months. Ever since then. And what happened was, you know, I started looking around. I finally found a place, and we moved into our new location just over 4 weeks ago. But it's difficult because, you know, again, everything I owned, all my equipment, all my computers, all my records, everything's gone, and I'm literally starting over. So I'm just about to send a message to my client list asking for help. You know, obviously, anything would help, $10 or $20, whatever people are willing to do to support us. We're a nonprofit organization. I've worked virtually every day for the last 15 years without ever taking a salary. That will change, by the way, as soon as I'm able to, because I found out that it put me in significant risk when this happened, and I had absolutely nothing. But we are now going to be asking people for a little bit of help.
Yeah, and where can people go to make a donation? Is there a website of some description?
Well, we haven't set anything up yet to do that. So probably the easiest way at this point would be to go to my website, tanglewoodwellnesscenter.com. Actually, you know, the easiest thing at all altogether would be if you have a PayPal account, to go to paypal.com, log into your account, and send funds to orders at tanglewoodwellnesscenter.com.
Yeah.
Whatever you're willing to do.
Okay. Well, see, in a world full of corruption, it's the people who are kind of doing the right thing who usually wind up getting screwed over, and the people who are doing the wrong thing wind up profiting.
And once
you do get shafted, on the other hand, you'll notice something, that you know a heck of a lot more good people that will support you in order to make things right again than the bad people would if they fell over.
Yeah. I'm sure you're right.
Yeah, I mean, like back in December, I think it was, when I asked the listeners to basically give me a bailout. I wound up getting $2,000, and I think it might have been the bulk of which came in about 72 hours, and all of which was within a week or so. In order to move into my new place, because I was in a really bad place, and I appealed for help, and as I mentioned to you over the break, that was kind of like the start of my 2012 New Year's resolution process, where it's like 2012, it's time to stop effing around.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, you know what? You provide an amazing service to your listeners, and your audience obviously was willing to step up and pay you back a little bit. That's wonderful.
Yeah. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, I still need more money. So if you could go to thevinnyeastwoodshow.com or guerrillamedia.co.nz and subscribe. What we really want to do is have a financed alternative media arm that's financed specifically by the listeners and the people who actually view it and consume it, not by the advertisers, not by the investors or anything who want to have a part of it, but by the people who actually consume the produce and that sort of stuff. Those are the people who I'd rather have as my boss, because they've actually got something to gain from it. And also, if it disappears or something, I've found that it's always the listeners that really get more uppity about it, and often send me the messages if we do a bad show or anything like that. And mostly in terms of guests that we have on the show, usually it's actually suggestions from listeners, mostly, you know, but around about the 80% mark, actually.
Wow, so, that's great.
Yep. So yeah, basically, this is a listener contributed show, and I'm just here to facilitate the whole thing. You know, kind of like the cross between, I don't know, John Stewart and some Uber conspiracy theorist or something. That's me. that's about where we are now. Back onto the health issue.
Sure.
Okay. So chronic illnesses, there's something that can be taken out really, and herbs. Herbs are such an amazing thing. If you're growing herbs in your back garden, ladies and gentlemen, or rather if you're not, start doing it, because you'll be surprised just how good for your body they are. The nutritional requirements of the body are far more easily facilitated by herbs rather than anything else. They've got higher concentrations of vitamins and minerals in them than any other plant.
Okay, Vinny. Listen, I'm going to need to disagree with you a little bit here.
Really?
But I'm coming from a different perspective, and let me explain a little bit more. In fact, I wanted to speak to, when we went to break, you were talking about what people could do on their own, and you were encouraging them to eat lightly and drink plenty of water and rest, and I completely agree with you. I do want to point out, though, that fasting has a very specific meaning, although people call all kinds of things fasting. You know, what we do at my center, which is something that you really need to do supervised. I'm not encouraging anyone to go more than 4 or 5 days on their own on only water. You can do that, but you need to be resting as completely as possible, which means, I don't mean, you know, before and after work. I mean, you need to take the week off and just rest, because you're not taking any fuel in and you're going to hurt yourself otherwise. It's not beneficial at all, and it can actually be harmful. But when you're not eating anything and only taking in water, like every other species on the planet does, what happens is the body moves through a series of beneficial physiological changes that actually wind up creating huge opportunities for cleansing and healing. They don't happen if we're consuming anything. Now, clearly, you know, if you're eating, say, a standard American diet, or even a standard vegetarian diet or a standard vegan diet, you're still consuming lots of things that really aren't so good for the body. And so if you're willing to spend a day, 2 days eating, say, only fruit, you know, drinking plenty of water, that lightening of your diet dramatically gives the body a chance to do some real cleansing. But that cleansing in those first 3 to 3.5 to 5 days is a pretty surface level cleansing. You're cleansing out your bloodstream. You're cleansing on that kind of a surface level rather than getting to the toxins that are stored deep in the cells. That takes longer and is something that unfortunately needs to be supervised because it can be dangerous to do on your own. It's just not smart to do on your own.
Yeah, so we likened that situation to somebody who's a hoarder and they've got their house full of crap. You can't just empty that entire house all at once, like silver bullet type fashion, you know, unless, of course, you control demolition the place and rebuild it. But as far as I know, people can't survive being blown into particleized dust and then reassemble themselves yet.
Exactly, yes. So let me address the herbs for a second, or herbs as you guys like to say down there. There's a couple of things. I mean, there's a major paradigm shift for most people that I'd like to offer as a possible way to think about things. You know, we have certain paradigms, and sometimes they're not necessarily completely accurate. And they may or may not be serving us very well. But first of all, I mentioned earlier that when the body is cleansing and healing, what we're actually doing is experiencing symptoms. Symptoms are evidence the body's cleansing or healing. And so that's a paradigm shift because we've grown up believing that the symptom is the problem, when in fact the symptom is just a symptom of a problem, right? There's a larger underlying problem. The symptom is just what we see. It's not the issue. If we only treat the symptom, then we don't address the underlying cause. We can't really create health that way, by just treating symptoms. Now, drugs can only treat symptoms. That's all they do. The body reacts to the drug in such a way that we feel better. So if you have sinus congestion, you take a decongestant. It's a toxic substance, dries up the mucus, and you feel better. What we need to understand is your body created that mucus on purpose for a reason. Okay? You with me so far?
Yeah.
Okay.
So the problem, I just want to inject something. The problem is you then become addicted to those drugs and addicted to the relief from the thing, and your body keeps getting toxified with these drugs, and then you've got to find a way to get rid of them. And the problem is the people that recommend how to get rid of the toxic symptoms of other drugs that you're taking is to give you more toxic drugs.
That's right. And the truth is, it is indeed a never-ending cycle. It never stops. And there's no way to health because the average person's body is more and more toxic every day, week, month, and year. And that's why people go downhill. That's why we age. That's why we wind up dying. You know, 80% of Americans die of cancer, heart disease, or stroke. It need not be the case. I've worked with hundreds of people with hypertension, all eliminated it. So we can heal from these things if we give the body a chance.
Yeah, that's right. The body's been alive for quite a long time, ladies and gentlemen. You don't need vaccines to stay alive because you've never had them before, have ya? Think about it. If it was so essential, we would have had it the whole time. You're listening to the Vinny Eastwood Show. It's not essential because I've only been around a couple of years. We'll be right back.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
It's a big club, and you ain't in it. You and I are not in the big club. By the way, it's the same big club they use to beat you over the head with all day long when they tell you what to believe. All day long, beating you over the head in their media, telling you what to believe, what to think, and what to buy. The table is tilted, folks. The game is rigged. And nobody seems to notice. Nobody seems to care. Good, honest, hardworking people, white collar, blue collar, doesn't matter what color shirt you have on. Good, honest, hardworking people continue. These are people of modest means. Continue to elect these rich. They don't give a fuck about you. They don't give a fuck about you. They don't care about you at all, at all, at all. Yeah, you know? And nobody seems to notice. Nobody seems to care. That's what the owners count on, the fact that Americans will probably remain willfully ignorant, because the owners of this country know the truth. It's called the American dream, because you have to be asleep to believe it.
Swiss America is closed on Monday, January 16th, in observance of Martin Luther King Day. If time is money, then it follows that our money represents our time and our life. Dr. Edwin Cole once told me that money is sacred to God because it represents your life. And what we do with our money shows what we do with our life. 2012 is a perfect time to move your money onto a gold standard, to protect your future from a world of declining currencies, to restore a store of value money, which would also add to your time and your life. 30 years ago in 1982, Swiss America began to announce that gold was the only form of money that has a store of value. Back then, gold was $376. Today, gold is still a great value, near $1,600. Did gold prices rise fourfold over the last 30 years, or did the dollar fall by 75%? Depends on your perspective. Either way, gold remains the best store of value on earth at any price. Learn more at SwissAmerica.com. Call now, 800-289-2646.
Yo, what's up? Check this out.
The voice of the revolution. American Freedom Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Your daily dose of conspiracy and comedy is the Vinnie Eastwood Show. In a world so full of madness and chaos, don't lose your sense of humor or you'll go friggin' nuts. Weekdays 5 to 7 Central on American Freedom Radio.
No one's gonna take me
back. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, the show that puts the douche back into fiduciary. And my very special guest is Lauren Lockman from the Tanglewood Wellness Center. In fact, is it still the Tanglewood Wellness Center, or is it Tangled Up
it
Law Center?
Yeah,
okay.
Right. Exactly.
Hey, one element that I wanted to breach here before we finish the show today, we've got about 10 minutes or so in this segment. Age-related illness. And yep. As far as my studies have been concerned, age-related illness is merely, you know how people, like, they drink, they smoke, they eat Burger King and what have you. And then when they get older, they start to get a little bit slower. Their bodies don't work quite as well. And I think, oh, that's just aging. No, it's because you're accumulating copious quantities of chemicals in your bloodstream. That's what slows you down. That's why you have 80 to 90-year-olds walking around happy as heck and other ones drooling to death, pulling donuts in a wheelchair park.
Right. Well, you know, you're absolutely right about that. There's another factor that's a huge factor, and it's one I think we may have talked about a year ago that I've really become aware of to a much greater extent over these last 5 years. And what's changed is that in the last 5 years, we started using pretty sophisticated bioimpedance analysis to measure people's level of hydration. And I found some pretty shocking information. I've measured the hydration level. This is measuring cellular hydration. It does it by putting a tiny amount of electric current through your body and then measuring the impedance to that current flow. And there's a complicated algorithm. It's, you know, it's been shown to be very, very accurate. And what we found is that out of 1,500 people I've measured, and these are not, you know, the average person on the street, the average person eating McDonald's, these are people that are coming to me. They're either coming to my center to spend a month on average, or they are coming to my lectures and seminars when I travel and speak. These are people that are pretty serious about their health. And what I found is that out of 1,500 people measured, two people were properly hydrated. One or two people were not too far off, and well over 99.5% were severely dehydrated. And this is an enormous problem. And this is actually, in my opinion, this is the number one cause of aging. And unfortunately, I mean, people might be listening thinking, well, I'm not dehydrated. I drink plenty of water. Unfortunately, drinking plenty of water doesn't change the equation. It's very difficult to get hydrated by drinking water. And there's several reasons for that. I'm not encouraging you not to drink, but I can illustrate for you how we got to this place in the first place.
I have an anecdote. I think it was a Christmas work party my girlfriend invited me to, who works, right? And one of the guys there, I looked at his lips, so they're all dry and cracked and stuff like that. He was younger than me, and he looks at least 10 years older.
Right.
And I said, mate, you look really dehydrated. And he goes, oh, okay, I'll have another beer then.
Exactly. You know, there are people that actually think that, well, because beer is made with water, it's going to hydrate you. I'm sure you're well aware, and hopefully your listeners are, that beer, all alcohol, coffee, tea, and soda, pop, I don't know what they call it in New Zealand, all of those things are actually diuretics, which means they're forcing water out of your body. Okay, so you're drinking liquid and thinking you're hydrating. You're not. You're actually making yourself more dehydrated with each of those drinks.
With Coca-Cola, they even specifically put salt in it to make you thirstier so you drink more. You know, that's why they call it the Coca-Cola conspiracy, because they know that they're doing it.
Absolutely. Well, listen, these major food processing companies, including Coca-Cola, which is, you know, it's an enormously profitable company, all the companies that make all the junk food that people eat, all the snack foods, et cetera, they took a page years ago from the cigarette industry. You know, cigarettes, tobacco contains nicotine, which makes it addictive. But cigarette companies want to make sure that people who smoke, smoke as much as possible. So they add additional nicotine to make it more addictive. And all these other companies went and said, well, that's a great idea. Why don't we do the same thing? If people are going to consume anything and you can make it more addictive, then they're going to consume more. And that's what's been going on for a long time. So anyway, dehydration is an enormously huge piece of the puzzle here. And let me illustrate for you how we get to this place, okay? First of all, let me point out that you've probably eaten corn chips, haven't you, at some point in your life?
Yep.
How much water would you guess is in those corn chips, Vinny?
None.
Well, I think you're probably about right. Now, when those corn chips leave your body again, are they as dry as when they went in? You better
Certainly
hope
not,
them, right? You better hope they're not, or you're going to be in for some fairly significant discomfort. So if the water...
Especially if they're the triangle-shaped ones.
Exactly.
If
the water didn't come from the corn chips, then it came from your body, all right? Now, let me juxtapose that with a look at what happens in nature, because you have animals that eat plants and you have animals that eat animals. Plants and the parts of the plants that most animals eat are mostly water, right? So fruits average 80 to 85% water. vegetables, maybe a little bit lower, but very high water content in plants. Animals, when a mountain lion kills a deer, it drinks the blood first, laps up the blood as it's bleeding out, then it eats the water-rich internal organs, and then it eats the muscle meat. And muscle meat is only 50 to 60% water when it's raw, okay? You cook it, and you cook most of the water out of it. But the animal in nature is consuming the highest water content things first, then the muscle, and it's leaving the driest things, the bones, the hide, the teeth, etc., you know, the skeleton. So what happens is the carnivorous animal is consuming a diet that is roughly 85 or so percent water. Now, humans come along, and what do? We consume corn chips. We consume that slab of meat on two pieces of bread with French fries and a beer, which is a diuretic, and we put salt on the food. And what we have is we're not getting the water we should be getting with each meal, because, see, our closest primate relatives drink almost no water, but they eat fruit. They live on fruit and a few leaves, and everything they're consuming is very high water content. By the way, if that sounds crazy, for 20 years I've lived on fruit and a few leaves, and I haven't been sick one day in 25 years. No, it's not a bad strategy if you know what you're doing.
And you know, me, I like to go partying and stuff like that. And, you know, I drink, I smoke and that kind of thing. And everybody else that I know, after they've done partying, they're really sick for a couple of days afterwards. I'm not because I'm always eating the fruit, even while doing so, and having a glass of water in between drinks, and going out and dancing and sweating some of that toxin out, you know, that kind of thing. I actually try to take care of myself at the same time is having a good time,
right,
and so
right.
Many other people, they think just having a good time is about, well, basically, for lack of a better word, effing yourself up.
That's right. Yeah, exactly. So once, you know, once we put ourselves in the situation where we're dramatically behind the eight ball, so to speak, you know, seriously dehydrated, it's very hard to rehydrate by drinking water, because your body is taking the water coming in and trying to cleanse the body with it, and so it doesn't get into the cells. Okay, because all of the channels of elimination, all the channels that we use to detoxify, whether it's through the feces or through the urine or through the skin or through the mucous membranes or through our breath, all of it requires water. Nothing moves without water. But that water gets employed in the process of trying to cleanse the body, which doesn't happen, unfortunately, very well. And we never get hydrated. We stay dehydrated. And so on average, I'm seeing people that are running about 15% dehydrated. And what that means over time, I mean, imagine for a second that every single day of your life, you were 15% short of the water your body needs. Now, you're probably not going to do very well with 15% less blood in your bloodstream. So what your body does, it's you know, it's virtually infinitely intelligent with regard to its own processes. But what it does is it gives priority to your bloodstream, to your brain, to your heart, your kidneys, your lungs, your liver, your pancreas. Those things get the water they need. But if you do the math, what that means is that the skin, the eyes, the discs, the joints, the things that are not critical to your staying alive may wind up being 25, 30, 35% short on the water they need to function properly. And this is why these things break down. Again, what happens with aging? Well, we get wrinkled. Right? We lose elasticity of the skin. That's because the skin is dried out, because we've been losing water every single day. We shrink in height. That's because the discs in your back are bags of water, and they're losing water every day. We have joint problems. That's because our connective tissue is mostly water, but it's losing water because we have to give it up when we're short to make sure that there's enough water to run the brain, the heart, the liver, the lungs, the kidney, the blood, etc. So that's – now, toxins are real. There's no question about it. You mentioned that people age because of the toxins, and that's – part of it, absolutely, it's a huge piece. But what's true is that when someone's well hydrated, the body is able to detoxify on an ongoing basis.
Yeah, exactly.
When we're dehydrated, we're not able to do that.
Okay, good point. And thank you very much, Lauren, for coming on with me today. As I said earlier on with the last break that we took, that, well, basically, you can save people's lives with this kind of information, can't you? Because, hey, it's kind of like how doctors put the douche in fiduciary a lot of the time because they don't give you the information you need in order to maintain good health. They only give you the drugs you need to keep you coming back to service the chronic illnesses and conditions and everything that the drugs cause. So basically, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to be healthy, if you want to be powerful, take your health into your own hands and take Absolutely. Some responsibility about learning something about your own body, because nobody can know more about your body than you can at the end of the day. Thanks hey, very Vinny. Much, Lauren. Have a lovely day, my
you're
friend.
You're very welcome. If I've got just a moment, I was just going
to
say...
We don't. I'll have to see you back.
All right.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. BlueShield comes in three models, a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about BlueShield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the BlueShield banner. BlueShield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
But there's a reason. There's a reason. There's a reason for this. There's a reason education sucks. And it's the same reason that it will never, ever, ever be fixed. It's never going to get any better. Don't look for it. Be happy with what you got. Because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now. The real owners, the big wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pockets. And they own all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They spend billions of dollars every year lobbying to get what they want.
SwissAmerica.com reports gold prices steadied below $1,650 on profit-taking and a firmer dollar. Gold last traded at $1,639 an ounce. That's up 1% for the week. Silver closed at $2,975, up over 3% for the week. China imported the most gold ever from Hong Kong, and investors bought U.S. bullion coins at the fastest pace in more than 2 years, according to Bloomberg. China is not losing its insatiable appetite for gold, says Swiss America Chairman Craig Smith. That's very bullish for higher prices, because they're sitting on trillions in foreign currencies, dollars, and other currencies to buy gold with. And Fox Business Network has reversed the decision not to air a television commercial by Swiss America that features animations of President Obama and Fed Chairman Bernanke inside Fort Knox. The network will air the Wizards of Oz commercial, one of two previously rejected. An animation of singer Pat Boone appears in the ads with the suggestion that investing gold is a prudent strategy to diversify your portfolio. Read more about it at SwissAmerica.com.
No rules, no rules, no taboo topics, no taboo topics, no fear of doom, no fear of doom. We are American Freedom Radio, American Freedom Radio.
Welcome back. It's now hour number two of the fastest 2 hours in talk radio. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show, broadcasting live from the fabulously fluoridated capital of Auckland, the island chained nation in the sunny slave South Pacific. It's a beautiful summertime for tyranny to ensue. And of course, that's exactly when they do it, because we have a Christmas time over the summer, and every single time that the government seems to want to pass something completely tyrannical that everybody hates, they do it over Christmas time when everybody's with their families, whom they really love. One such piece of legislation has not been passed yet, and me and every freaking activist in the whole country who knows anything about this is fighting tooth and nail to not just get it amended, but to stop it in its entirety. It's a Codex Alimentarius copy-paste called the New Zealand Food Bill, okay? And frankly, if you don't stop Codex Alimentarius, your heart may just well stop beating, because you won't have enough food to feed yourself or enough nutrients to fight off viruses, because it's the very intention of this type of legislation. And today... so specifically for the benefit of the New Zealand listeners who may not have heard of her, but she's the mama of exposing Codex Alimentarius. I'm a big fan because she's just so fabulous. Dr. Rima Labo from Health Freedom, welcome.
Thank you so much. I'm really honored to be here and horrified that New Zealand too is on the edge of the precipice. Codex Alimentarius is a genocidal idea which was created by genocidal monsters. No exaggeration, and I'll tell you if you'd like me to precisely why I say that. But Codex Alimentarius, and that means food code. I know it sounds very much like an intestinal parasite, but it's quite a lot worse.
Codex Not entirely dissimilar, though.
And not entirely dissimilar, yes. It will suck your life from you. Codex Alimentarius is a United Nations commission which is jointly administered by two private corporations who serve the needs of their shareholders. One of them is called the World Health Organization. More than two-thirds of the financing of the income for the World Health Organization comes from the pharmaceutical industry, which may have something to do with why they constantly seek pharmaceutical solutions to problems that may not even exist, like the genetically engineered bird flu, the genetically engineered swine flu. And so, of course, we need vaccines after they've genetically engineered the virus. At any rate...
Before we continue, would you actually be able to qualify yourself? Because those listening who may not be familiar with you, whenever somebody talks and they speak with authority as you do, they wonder, who is this person? How do they know so much? What are their qualifications, etc.?
Absolutely. I would be very happy to do that. Anybody who wants to know more about me or the organization of which I am the medical director can go to www.globalhealthfreedom.org. I am the medical director of an organization called the Natural Solutions Foundation, which runs globalhealthfreedom.org. And I am a physician. I graduated in 1970 from the Albert, which is actually, I'm happy to say, still within living memory, although there was no electricity back then, nor had shoes been invented. but that was a joke. But I graduated from the Albert Einstein College of Medicine in New York in the United States, and I specialized in psychiatry. Now, that was at a time when the psychiatric nightmare called the psychiatric pharmacopoeia was just coming into being. And I said, wait, this doesn't make any sense. You're poisoning enzyme systems and calling it treatment and sometimes even calling it cure. And you're not curing anything. You're not curing the basic reasons that anybody developed the problem. So I said, I can't poison enzyme systems and call it treatment or cure. Therefore, of course, I was disqualifying myself from using any drugs in medicine because that's how every drug works, by poisoning one enzyme system or another. And so I became a drug-free physician and a drug-free psychiatrist. Yes, there really is such a thing as drug-free psychiatry. And I began using nutrition. I began using detoxification. I began using frequency. I began using tools like neurobiofeedback, a remarkable way of helping the body, mind, and spirit rebalance themselves in relationship to one another. And I also became very acutely aware of this thing that nobody at that point had ever heard of called Codex Alimentarius. And I said, wait, this is a really bad thing. What is happening is that the United Nations has asked the World Health Organization and the Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO, also a private corporation, also responsive to its financial masters, and that is to say the commercial food industry. And I said, these two organizations are setting standards and guidelines which countries around the world were able to ignore completely until 1994. The guidelines and standards are voluntary, and they're ridiculous because they are designed to facilitate the international trade of food, but they're really about adulterating all food.
The fact that it's so insane is actually something that it's got working in its favor, because people will hear about this and they go, oh, that's just crazy. Nobody would ever pass that. And then it gets passed.
There is something called the presumption of normality, which as a psychiatrist, I am very interested in. If you're in a crazy environment, but you presume that everything is normal, you will dismiss the data. No matter how abundant it is, you will dismiss the data that tells you that things are crazy because of consensus reality, because of what everybody, quote, knows, end quote, to be true, pushing you to say that can't be true. It is exactly how the big lie operates. And Codex Alimentarius is a big lie. So the story of it, which you can access if you Google or if you do another search for a video that I made called Nutricide, Nutricide. Nutricide is a word that I coined, which has two meanings. It's my word. I can give it as many meanings as I want. One is the death of people through nutritional manipulation. And the other is the death of the body of knowledge and the access opportunity for nutrition as a tool for health. And that's what's happened. So what happened was that the German IG Farben leadership, and some of you may remember that IG Farben was the civilian side of the Nazi war effort. The German,
weren't they the ones who made that killer gas, Cyclone B, or something that they used to exterminate the Jews with?
Did, and they made the they created the concentration camps. They created the drugs for experimentation on the concentration camp victims. They were quite enthusiastic genocidalists because they were, you ready for this one, pharmaceutical executives. They were the executives of BASF and of Horst, which is now called Aventis, and of all of the other major pharmaceutical companies in Germany. Those pharmaceutical companies, interestingly enough, were owned by John D. Rockefeller. He had a controlling share in all of the pharmaceutical industry. Why were his executives genocidalists? Well, very simple. John D. Rockefeller Jr. was the man who introduced the concept of eugenics to Germany. He funded the Kaiser Wilhelm Institutes in Berlin and Munich, which were designed to propagate the notion of eugenics and the cleansing of, as they were called scholarly article in 1922 in Germany, useless eaters, people defined as those with lives not worth living, which means anybody you want. So
it's the collectivist mindset, isn't it? I mean, who decides who's worth living and who's not? I mean, let's say you and I were at the head of this and we had this kind of collectivist mindset and we had a look at all these sociopathic scumbaggery filth and just said, hey, look, you guys have lives that ain't worth living. Even though you've got $1 billion, your life ain't worth it. So we're just going to exterminate you. We would never such a thing.
Well, these people are crazy. You have to remember that in order to be a genocidalist, you have to be a psychopath. And a psychopath is a person who has absolutely no connection to anything or anyone other than their own well-being. Now, typically, a psychopath hides it very, very well. A psychopath will show you the face that he or she intuits or divines that you want to see. And you therefore see only what the psychopath shows you. But the real truth is that the psychopath doesn't care if you or his or her children or the dog or the neighbors live or die. The only thing that matters is whether they have what they want.
Yeah, absolutely. And all psychopaths are narcissists as well. So they not only don't care about anybody else, but they love themselves hugely, more than they love life itself.
Well, at another more basic level, they probably have some conflicts there, but they do their very best to keep that out of any kind of awareness. And so they compensate for the fact that they know what filth they are at some deep level.
Just because they're crazy doesn't mean they're stupid. You know, people forget that.
Oh, not at all. My first husband, or as I refer to him, my practice husband, who was a brilliant psychopath, had an IQ of 180. He was absolutely brilliant, but it has nothing to do with intelligence. It has to do with sanity. And these people are quite crazy. So anyway, these genocidal guys went to jail after the Second World War. They went to jail under the Nuremberg War Tribunal, and they served less than 4 years in jail. When they got out of jail, I suppose they got new haircuts and shoes and brand new suits, and they went back to work at their old jobs at the heads of the pharmaceutical industry. Now, they got together, and under the leadership of the guy who had been the head of IG Farben, Fritz Termeer, who went back to work as the head of Bayer Pharmaceutical, as we say, or as the people in Europe say, Bayer Pharmaceutical, they got together, and they said, hey, you know, that didn't work, that whole genocidal thing and Lebensraum and all that stuff.
You're breaking up there a little bit.
They said, why don't we control the world's population by controlling the world's food? Tell you what, we will get together. Hold on 1 second. One hour. We will get together and write a letter to the United Nations, and we will propose that the United Nations take over the world's food supply. Well, they did that, and that letter was delivered by Fritz Termeer in 1952 to the United Nations. And the United Nations said, what a cool idea. Now, remember, the United Nations was formed to replace the League of Nations, which was a globalist one-world government organization. If any of the listeners to this discussion think that the United Nations is your friend, then they either do not understand what globalism means, or they are globalists, because the United Nations is the friend solely and totally of the globalist elite. The globalist elite are those people who, among other things, have decided to reduce the world's population, and I have published the documentary evidence for this, to reduce the world's population by 99.0%. That way, they say, we can have a sustainable world. You know, green grass, clean blue skies, cows lowing in the distance. The only question is here, who is we? We is certainly not you, and it's not me, and it's not our kids, and it's not anybody that we know. We is them, the globalist elite.
And what so, we call the ubiquitous they. And when you have a look at the history of the United Nations, who donated the land? Oh, yeah, that's right. John D. Rockefeller, a guy who also funded the Nazis. Who was the first UN Secretary General? Wasn't it some guy from the Nazi administration as well?
Yes.
If it's not as clear as that, ladies and gentlemen, wake up.
And if you look at what's happening in the United States and in Europe at this point, you will see that we are being Nazified very, very quickly. We've already had a Reichstag fire here. It was called the World Trade Center disaster of 9/11, which, of course, was an inside job, which, of course, was engineered just as the Reichstag fire was engineered by the members of the government, the Nazi Party. The 9/11 catastrophes were engineered specifically to create the justification for ripping away our liberties, Nazifying us. We do have FEMA camps, lots of them, for that purpose. So back to food. In 1974, Henry Kissinger, a very scary dude, Henry Kissinger wrote the National Security Memorandum for then-President Richard Nixon. Those days of simplicity. At that time, I thought Richard Nixon was by far the worst president that the United States could ever have.
We'll have to actually divulge into this just after the break. Dr. Rima Labo is my guest, ladies and gentlemen. Go Google her. She does really great videos about Codex Alimentarius on YouTube, so I suggest that you watch those after we finish the show today. We'll be right back in a few moments.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Just look at us. Everything is backwards. Everything is upside down. Doctors destroy health, lawyers destroy justice, universities destroy knowledge, governments destroy freedom, the major media destroys information, and religions destroy spirituality. I think there's more to know here.
All you ever hear about in this country is our differences. That's all the media and the politicians are ever talking about, the things that separate us, things that make us different from one another. That's the way the ruling class operates in any society. They try to divide the rest of the people. They keep the lower and the middle classes fighting with each other so that they, the rich, can run off with all the money. Fairly simple thing happens to work. If you know anything different, that's what they're going to talk about. Race, religion, ethnic and national background, jobs, income, education, social status, sexuality, anything they can do, keep us fighting with each other so that they can keep going to the bank.
Swiss America is closed on Monday, January 16th, in observance of Martin Luther King Day. If time is money, then it follows that our money represents our time and our life. Dr. Edwin Cole once told me that money is sacred to God because it represents your life. And what we do with our money shows what we do with our life. 2012 is a perfect time to move your money onto a gold standard, to protect your future from a world of declining currencies, to restore a store of value money, which would also add to your time and your life. 30 years ago in 1982, Swiss America began to announce that gold was the only form of money that has a store of value. Back then, gold was $376. Today, gold is still a great value, near $1,600. Did gold prices rise fourfold over the last 30 years, or did the dollar fall by 75%? Depends on your perspective. Either way, gold remains the best store of value on Earth at any price. Learn more at SwissAmerica.com. Call now, 800-289-2646.
You're listening to the future of talk. American Freedom Radio. This is American Freedom Radio.
Your life as it has been is over.
Radio Free Humanity on AFR. Listen to the paradigm shift. Saturday nights, 10 p.m. Central.
The world we knew is gone. The conditions which framed and taught us our status have gone with us. The world we knew is gone.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. On AmericanFreedomRadio.com, coming at you live with Dr. Rima Labo. Welcome back, Lev. Now, what we were going into, I was explaining to you over the break just kind of what the New Zealand food bill is and all of this, and it's basically like, for the listeners, private personnel, which I assume is the reason why Monsanto has just bought Blackwater, which has been renamed Z, because everybody thinks Blackwater is a big evil scumbag corporation run by completely psychopathic people who run around naked shooting Iraqis. And
I'm sorry, they wear clothes.
Other than that,
you're quite right.
Well, actually, there's some stories that came out that there was actually a Blackwater crew who were like tripping balls on acid or something like that, got naked and started running around in the streets shooting people randomly.
So, okay, I'm corrected.
Yeah, well, see, this is the thing. If something sounds crazy and awful, the horrible thing about our world is it's probably true. And so basically these naked LSD tripping soldiers will be able to come onto your private property without a warrant, be immune from prosecution, point a submachine gun in your face and go, "Put down that turnip, boy! Get down on the ground!" And, you know, that kind of thing. This is what we're talking about here. And of course, what happens is when governments pass draconian evil scumbaggery legislation, they don't actually enforce it while they're still in office. What they do is they wait until the next part of the left-right false paradigm comes into power, then they start enforcing it and then blame it on the previous government so that you can't blame them.
Of course.
So history. History is a very important teacher, which is incidentally why history teachers are now becoming fewer and fewer and fewer in the United States, and why the United States is becoming worse and worse and worse in terms of a fascistic type model, because apparently they don't teach anybody about fascism or World War II anymore. So the history of Codex Alimentarius, if you please.
The history of Codex Alimentarius picks up with the convicted genocidal civilians who ran IG Farben, the German civilian war machine during the Second World War, getting out of jail, going back to work as the heads of the Rockefeller-owned pharmaceutical industry, and proposing to the UN that it take over the world trade of food and the world food supply. I was starting to say that Henry Kissinger wrote a then-secret memorandum called National Security Memorandum 200 for Richard Nixon, whom at the time we believed to be the worst possible president that the United States could ever have. Looking back through two Bushes and through Obama and through the rest of it, it's quite clear that he was actually nowhere near as bad as things could get in the White House. Anyway, memorandum said, if you control oil, you control nations. If you control food, you control the world. And he said in that document that, and this is a quote, the primary focus of U.S. foreign policy must be population reduction. Now, I have a video online called The Genocidal Feast, F-E-A-S-T, and you might want to look at that in order to see some of the documentation about the background for this concept that it is somehow the right of somebody to decide how many of everybody else there should be on this planet. It's an old idea, and the people who have been advocating it in their writings will shock you because their PR guys have made it sound like these are all lovely people. They're not. They're psychopathic genocidalists, and there are quite a number of them active today as well. The people who head governments got all excited, and the United Nations and its private committees and organizations like the World Health Organization got all excited on October 30th of 2011, and they said today is 7 billion day. Mathematically speaking, the pop has reached 7 billion.
Oh, sorry, Rima, you just kind of broke up there. You said that today the population has reached a peak of about 7 billion. So continue on. Still really badly breaking up there. We might be able to reconnect you. Hold on, just speak again one more time.
All right. Let me tell you that every time I get to a seminal issue, when we're talking about these kinds of things, this kind of difference happens every time.
It's actually getting pretty awful. What we could do is we could do the final segment. We've got another 10 minutes left in this segment, but we'll probably do the final segment via phone. So if you put your phone number for your second office down there, you can just whip next door and we can call you on that phone after the break. So hopefully the connection will be able to last us till the end of this segment. But, you're talking about the United Nations, sorry?
The United Nations and the heads of various governments said, now we have to get serious about population reduction. The desired population is about 90% less than the current population. And I had a head of state in 2002 tell me, she was a patient of mine and it was not the Queen of England, and no, I will not tell you who it is, because even though this person is a psychopathic madwoman, nonetheless, she is entitled to medical privacy just like all of us. Anyhow, she said to me, it is nearly time for the great culling, C-U-L-L-I-N-G, the great culling to begin. And I said, of what? She said, not of what, of who. I said, okay, of who? She said, useless eaters. I said, what are useless eaters? She said, they are the people who are consuming our non-renewable natural resources. And I said, well, did it ever occur to you that you are consuming their non-renewable natural resources? And she allowed us how that had never occurred to her. And so she then went on to say that the desired population reduction was 90% of the population. And I said, wait. The entire mercantile economy of the planet is built on selling shit to people. If you have too few people to sell your shit to, your economy will collapse. And she said, ah, but you don't understand. I said, no, you're right, I don't. She said, you see, we're coming to the end of the mercantile age, and we are moving into the new feudalism. We will be at the top. We, the neo-rats, will be at the top. And then we will have around us our servants and servitors, and around them our technicians. That's about 10% of the current population. All the rest are useless eaters. And that is the plan, ladies and gentlemen. How do you kill that many people? Well, if you're Bill Gates, you give an enormous amount of money to vaccines. Yes, that's right. Vaccines are a genomicidal, that is to say, destructive to the genome, the DNA. Vaccines are a genomicidal technology. No vaccine has ever been proven to be either safe or effective, or, as is required by law here in the United States, both safe and effective. They are none of them safe. And here's the surprise, they don't work. They do make you sick. And we have internal documents, our foundation, the Natural Solutions Foundation, www.globalhealthfreedom.org, has internal documents from pharmaceutical companies showing that the point of making vaccines is not the enormous profit that you get from selling this stuff. No, no, no. The point is the aftermarket profit, because it damages the immune system, damages the nervous system, causes cancer, causes infertility, causes diabetes, causes a whole slew of diseases that are highly, highly profitable, while we, the useless eaters, cork off. That's the idea. And so the first of the genomicidal technologies is vaccines. The second genomicidal technology is nuclear power. Take a look at Fukushima and tell me that the impact, especially on the Northern Hemisphere, but that the impact on the population of the planet is not going to be death. Well, if you tell me that, you're a fool. Of course it's going to be. Nobody's talking about it, certainly not in the United States, not much in Europe. I hope that they're talking about it where you are. But the point is that the entire Northern Hemisphere is increasingly, minute by minute, day by day, poisoned by a genomicidal, a genome-destroying technology. And the third genomicidal technology is genetically modified anything, genetically modified food, that's P-H-U-D-E, genetically modified cows to make vaccines and chemicals and drugs in the milk, genetically modified mosquitoes, which have already been released in Belize to inoculate people when they get bitten by a mosquito. The genetic modification of anything is a plague. The genetic modification of anything is contagious because the genes are passed on and because it changes the entire ecosystem. Everybody thinks if the FDA of the United States, that's the Fraud and Death Administration, approves something, it must surely be okay. No, 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 no. the FDA is prohibited from examining either the safety or the impact, environmental or otherwise, of genetically modified anything. They are approved on a pro forma basis when the company says, they're safe, trust me. That's all that it takes. And then these things are put into the food supply and into the ecosphere, and the results are nothing short of disastrous, nothing short of disastrous. And, oh, by the way, in the United States, it is illegal to label something as containing genetically modified ingredients or materials. So now let me tell you who's at the helm. This is an Uber cartel, an over cartel. You see, the companies that make the genetically modified everything, and the Codex Alimentarius Commission thinks genetically modified anything is just fine, the companies that make that are also the agrochemical companies, and about 95% of the genetic modifications that exist have been created so that plants will be able to survive more pesticides, more herbicides, more fungicides, and they're made by the same companies that make the genetically modified seed or animal or whatever. So it's a marketing tool. Then the cancer and the infertility and the MS and all the other things that you get from this monstrous PHUDE, well, that's treated by the pharmaceuticals made by, guess what, the same companies. And those companies are also the dominant economic, the pharmaceutical companies, they're also the dominant economic force in what is laughingly called the medical industry. It is not a healthcare industry. It is an illness creation and management industry. They're the same people who make the vaccines.
It's the medical industry, you know, M-A-D, mad, because they're insane.
Exactly. They're completely insane. And whether they have white coats and whether they have marble and glass towers and whether they have private planes is irrelevant. They're completely bonkers, but they're mad, genocidal bonkers people. These are
not... Have you noticed that that's the element that people need to understand? And it makes the world make a lot more sense when you realize that the people in control and have the most inordinate amount of influence are the craziest ones of all.
Exactly. They are the people who are in the positions of power, manipulating power for their own good, and their own good has nothing to do with your good, because if they're at a high enough level to know what the picture actually is, then they know that you're supposed to be dead sooner rather than later. Anyway, infertility is induced by vaccines. Infertility is induced by nuclear power, and infertility is induced by GMOs. Let me tell you about the Epicyte gene, E-P-I-C-Y-T-E.
We're just coming to break now, so we'll talk about the Epicyte just after this one. Dr. Rima Labo from Health Freedom USA is my very, 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 very special guest. And we'll be right back after the break to elaborate on a little bit more psychopathy.
Well, there's only one thing I need to know. Whose side are you on?
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. Blue Shield comes in three models: a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about Blue Shield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Blue Shield banner. Blue Shield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
It's a big club, and you ain't in it. You and I are not in the big club. By the way, it's the same big club they use to beat you over the head with all day long when they tell you what to believe. All day long, beating you over the head in their media, telling you what to believe, what to think, and what to buy. The table is tilted, folks. The game is rigged, and nobody seems to notice. Nobody seems to care. Good, honest, hard-working people, white collar, blue collar, doesn't matter what color shirt you have on. Good, honest, hard-working people continue. These are people of modest means. Continue to elect these rich. They don't give a about you. They don't give a about you. They don't care about you at all, at all, at all. Man, you know? And nobody seems to notice, nobody seems to care. That's what the owners count on, the fact that Americans will probably remain willfully ignorant, because the owners of this country know the truth. It's called the American dream, because you have to be asleep to believe it.
SwissAmerica.com reports gold prices steadied below $1,650 on profit-taking and a firmer dollar. Gold last traded at $1,639 an ounce. That's up 1% for the week. Silver closed at $2,975, up over 3% for the week. China imported the most gold ever from Hong Kong, and investors bought U.S. bullion coins at the fastest pace in more than 2 years, according to Bloomberg. China is not losing its insatiable appetite for gold, says Swiss America Chairman Craig Smith. That's very bullish for higher prices, because they're sitting on trillions in foreign currencies, dollars and other currencies, to buy gold with. And Fox Business Network has reversed the decision not to air a television commercial by Swiss America that features animations of President Obama and Fed Chairman Bernanke inside Fort Knox. The network will air the Wizards of Oz commercial, one of two previously rejected. An animation of singer Pat Boone appears in the ads with the suggestion that investing in gold is a prudent strategy to diversify your portfolio. Read more about it at SwissAmerica.com.
News and information you can trust. This is American Freedom Radio. Freedom, freedom, American Freedom Radio. Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Hi, everybody. I'm Christopher Green. Make sure to tune in to Green Wave Radio every Tuesday and Thursday from 3 to 5 p.m. Central on American Freedom Radio. Hard hitting and in your face, America.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, there's nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. You can only point your barreled guns of information back at the enemy that lies to you and shoot them between the eyes with incredibly damaging, disparaging truth that makes them look like a bunch of psychopaths that they truly are. That's what resistance in the modern world is all about. There is no escape from a new world order. There is only resistance. No matter what country you're in, there is no country that is exempt from a new world order. If you are in denial, they will get you. If you think they will somehow relinquish their hold on power, they will get you. If you think that you can save your country by voting, they will get you. It's only once you inform yourself and know the truth, spread it, and expose the falsehoods that they give you as a choice, that you can beat them. And that is usually the best way to find it, is by speaking to experts who know what the heck they're talking about, like Dr. Rima Labo. Welcome back.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. You're absolutely right that if you stay within the confines of the old myths and lies, you will not be able to see the new truth. And it's often the old truth, by the way. It's been there for a while. People have been seeking to dissemble and to control and to use our needs and our hopes against us for a very long time. And it's always the truth that makes us free. That's a very old concept. Comes from enshrined in the Bible, and the truth shall make you free, but it really does. The problem is, how do you know what's true? With the internet flooding you with information, TV, radio flooding you with information, how do you know what's true? And I submit to you that documentation that interfaces and interlinks with other documentation is a good guide, but the best guide is what rings in your heart, not what makes you comfortable, but what rings in your heart as that you need to follow, because that is the real truth. Truth indeed does ring in the heart of every human being like a bell, no matter just what, like, their cultural
uncle. Just like Darth Vader says, search your feelings. You know it to be true.
Search your feelings. You do know it to be true. And if it doesn't feel quite right, search your feelings further and then for data.
Yeah, exactly. Now, there was one particular thing that you mentioned just before we went off to break before, some particular chemical or compound or something you were elaborating on. Can we remember what it was?
What were we saying? Some chemical or compound?
That's the one.
Epicyte. In 2001, a small company called Epicyte patented a gene. Now, I submit to you that the patenting of life is in itself profoundly crazy. Nonetheless, I'm not in charge of the courts, although that is beginning to fall apart in various courts around the world. Anyway, the Epicyte company patented a gene which could be woven into corn or anything else. That gene causes both men and women to make antibodies to sperm. If a man is making antibodies to his own sperm, his sperm become non-viable. They're destroyed by the immune system. If a woman makes antibodies to sperm, nothing much happens unless she has intercourse. If she has intercourse, the sperm that would produce new life, if it were able to unite with the ovum, is attacked by the immune system of that woman's body and is destroyed. The result, infertility, a method of population reduction. We were talking about population reduction a while back, and I said that Bill Gates uses vaccines and his enormous amounts of money to, as he said in a TED lecture, which you're welcome to Google, as he said, use vaccines to reduce population by 10 to 15%. He said, and I quote, properly used vaccines will reduce the population by 10 to 15%. But back to genetically modified corn. So now you have a gene. And what happened to this Epicyte gene? Well, Monsanto and Dow Chemical formed a joint venture to commercialize the Epicyte gene. And since genes don't have to be listed, and since genetically modified food cannot, at least in the United States, even be labeled legally, it's forbidden to label it, you have no idea what you're eating that contains the Epicyte gene. No idea.
Well, see, this is part of the whole thing. It's like
the Epicyte gene.
It's like covert. What's it called? Covert contraception. In fact, that's a really good word coupling right there. I'm glad I thought of it. Covert contraception, ladies and gentlemen. That's what it's all about.
That is what it's all about. Covert infertility inducement. When you feed generations of laboratory animals on genetically modified food, each generation is less fertile than the one before, and each generation has a lower birth weight baby, average to their babies, and each generation has more physical problems than the one before, until by the third generation, for instance, hamsters have hair growing in their mouths. People are having lots and lots and lots of birth defects, lots of neurological problems, and much of it is from the foreign protein that these genes code for, both in your body, in the body of a baby that you might be carrying if you're a woman, or that you might be the father of if one of your sperm doesn't survive it, mate. In the body, who cares? They're only germs anyway. Wrong. The bacteria of
God. You're kind of breaking up. You're kind of breaking up still a little bit.
I'm so sorry. I'm on Skype, and it's, as I said, anytime we get to really important information, this happens. So I'll try it again. The bacteria of your gut are an enormously important part of your immune system. In fact, about 80% of your immune system resides in your gut or is your gut. And so if the bacteria take up foreign DNA and pass that foreign DNA along to each other. They don't even have to reproduce to do that. They can exchange DNA between different species. It's called plasmid transmission. If their DNA is changed, and there are billions and billions and billions of them carrying out part of your immune function and part of your nutritional function and your pH regulation and so on and so on. There are billions of them, and they're changed in ways that have never happened on the surface of this earth before. What does that do to you? What does it do to their functions in you? Well, the truth is, no one knows. But all independent science has shown that whatever they look at in GMOs, they're bad news. By the way, the Gates Foundation has released mosquitoes that are genetically engineered to give you a vaccination and who knows what else if they bite you. Nobody asked the people of Belize if they wanted to be bitten to be vaccinated, but these same people are also spraying vaccines from airplanes as if they were spraying pesticides on crops. Nobody asks you. We have documented evidence of the fact that people are being vaccinated against their will. Now, if you want an exemption because of your religion or because of your scientific knowledge or whatever, or your immune status, you want an exemption. How do you get an exemption to a mosquito bite or to breathing or to eating because food is also modified to give you a vaccine along with gut?
It's not like you can show the mosquito a high court order, say, no, you can't bite me.
Exactly. So we're talking about insanity, and then you couple it with the clear, documented desire to reduce the population. Of course, it's for our own good. And I have a suggestion. If you really believe that the population needs to be really reduced, if you really believe, and by the way, when you look at the statistics of population pressure and of overpopulation, it falls apart like the pseudoscience of vaccines, which, by the way, are the greatest scam ever perpetrated in the history of the world, I'm quite convinced. But if you look at the statistics of overpopulation, you find that there are none. Guess who supported the whole overpopulation movement? Why, yes. John D. Rockefeller. Uh-huh, you got it. So it's a scam. But if you really believe that there are too many people, here's my suggestion. You first.
Yeah, I think that is the great thing. Everybody needs to lead by example here.
Exactly.
And we've come to the end of the show, Dr. Rima, and it has been my pleasure, honor, and various other nice adjectives. Thank you for sharing your incredible information with the audience.
Thank you. Give
your websites a wee plug.
Yes, www.globalhealthfreedom.org and social network, www.freeworldnetwork.org. www.freedomradio.org. You're invited.
All right. I'll definitely be showing up there later on. Dr. Rima Labo, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for listening to The Vinnie Eastwood Show. Archives will be put up at thevinnieeastwoodshow.com, americanfreedomradio.com, and guerrillamedia.co.nz. And you're encouraged to download those, share them, put them out to everybody, because you'll be surprised just how often a little bit of information can save somebody's lives. Maybe 99% of us. And we'll see you again sometime, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for listening. And if you're willing to support this broadcast, subscribe for $5 a month. Very much appreciate it to help us stay on air. And we'll see you again sometime.